Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. When Bette Midler was here last week, in addition to talking about showbiz and New York in the 80s and stuff like that, one of the things that came up was a letter she wrote opposing the height of a proposed office building in Englewood Cliffs.
The Rockefeller family deeded the Cloisters Museum and Fort Tryon Park, and bought the Palisades across from the Cloisters so that the view would be unspoiled. It was all a package, and it was a family package, and it was given to the city, to the state of New York, and to the city of New York, and to the state of New York, and the state of New Jersey. And it was kind of an unwritten agreement. The Palisades part was an unwritten agreement, and all the towns around the Palisades have, you know, have sort of held on to that code for, you know, since it was given in the, I think it was in the late 30s. And it's very, very beautiful.
Bette Midler on our show last week. Let's follow up. And here's the issue. The electronics company LG wants to be the first to build above the tree line along the Palisades Cliffs there north of the George Washington Bridge. LG and the mayor of Englewood Cliffs tout thousands of jobs. But building that high would mar the pristine view from the New York side. Opposition in New Jersey is also strong. Four past governors, two Democrats, two Republicans, have come out against breaching the tree line. We'll talk to former Governor Christy Whitman in just a minute. Six mayors in neighboring New Jersey localities have also come out opposed. Alpine, Tenafly, Cluster, and Harrington Park have joined a lawsuit against the building, as have environmental groups on both sides of the river. We will speak to an LG company official after we hear from former Governor Christy Whitman, also former U.S. EPA administrator, co-chair of CAS Energy Coalition, a nuclear power advocacy group, and president of the Whitman Strategy Group. Governor, thanks for coming on, and welcome back to WNYC.
My pleasure. It's always good to be with you, Brian.
So you and Tom Kane and Brendan Byrne and Jim Florio sent a letter opposing LG's plan. Why are you getting involved?
Well, because this is an important part of our pristine environment, something that's enjoyed by both sides of the river. It's been respected. The land's been set aside, and the height restriction, while not in law, has been respected forever. And it's not a question of building or not building. They have a 27-acre track, LG, and they can go sideways. They don't have to build this 143-foot-tall building, which would stick up some 80 feet above the trees and would be visible from all directions. And in fact, they said that they want to have that height so they can enjoy the view, which gets in everybody else's view, and their own architect acknowledged at one of the hearings that they had enough space to take the entire building and put it on its side. So we as former governors are very sensitive to the jobs issue and the economic issue, and LG has been a good corporate citizen. But in this instance, we hope that they will reconsider and do what we would argue would be the right thing for everyone involved and keep this area, which is so special. I mean, you know, if you think about it, these cliffs were formed 200 million years ago, and it was more than a century ago that New Jersey and New York created the Palisades Interstate Park to protect the scenic beauty. And then it was extended, and the height restriction was kind of observed by everybody because of the importance of an unrestricted view of green and open space.
On the view, some supporters of the LG building say this is a New York versus New Jersey thing, a New York selfishness issue. So people who drive the Henry Hudson or live in Upper Manhattan or Riverdale or Westchester want their nice little view, but if thousands of New Jersey jobs are at stake, too bad priorities. And by the way, full disclosure, I live in Inwood, though my building is inland and does not have a river view. But why would you oppose this as a New Jerseyan rather than seeing it as New Jersey's right to develop versus New York's right to a view across the river?
Well, first of all, again, it is not at the cost of all those jobs. They could lay the building on its side, create the same amount of space for their employees, and just not ruin that particular area. And frankly, you know, once we start breaking these barriers and breaking down environmental protections that we've put in place, because ambiance is both sides of the river, and having that not having great buildings sticking out, even if you can't see the river, if you're further back in New Jersey, you can look out over the tops of the trees, and all of a sudden there's this building 80 feet above anything else sticking up. That's a scenic view that's ruined on both sides of the river, and we care about this as being something that has been felt over the past by both states to be worthy of preservation, and we want to keep it that way.
LG argues that it's an environmental versus environmental trade-off, and as it was put in NorthJersey.com the other day, LG officials have said that by building up rather than out, as you just suggested, the amount of green space on the property can be increased and impervious coverage can be minimized. And they say the thin design of the building, if it goes up rather than out, will also conserve energy because more natural light will be able to enter the building. So do they have a point, in your opinion, that there are environmental arguments on either side of this?
Yeah, they do. There's no question about it, because the more land that you cover imperviously, the less space there is for runoff. But there's a lot they can do around it and design around it to minimize even that impact. And you can make energy-efficient buildings that go sideways. I mean, there are a lot of LEED buildings. You can do a LEED Platinum building on that site. That takes a commitment by the company to do it. And it's one of the reasons why you have all the environmental groups on both sides of the river, or most of the environmental groups on both sides of the river, opposing this. They understand that there are trade-offs. And, yes, LG does have a point there. You can't say that they don't. But on the other side argues, we think those arguments are more persuasive.
The website...
It's an interstate park and a celebrated national landmark, and we hope that they will take the time and take another look and redesign.
And it's not just about this one building. The website homepage for the group Protect the Palisades, which is opposing the building, has an animation of what they imagine would happen once the tree line is breached by one developer. You can see the eventual development in this animation of an ugly high-rise building skyline over the cliffs, reaching higher and higher after the precedent is set by LG, that the natural view doesn't matter anymore, and the zoning allows for higher and higher buildings from the GW Bridge all the way up to Bear Mountain. Do you think that's what's at stake here ultimately?
I think so, because it's going to be very hard to say no to the next developer who wants to go up. You've set a precedent. You've allowed for this now. And so once you've done that, you're in real legal jeopardy in trying to deny the next developer from going up. And those are beautiful sites. If you put apartments up there, they don't look at themselves. They look across the river, so it's beautiful for them. And people will want to buy apartments that have that kind of view. So I can see developers looking at this as a prime area for development and sticking buildings up, and they'd want to go up so they'd have that view. But it's that kind of a trade-off that weighs in favor, in our minds, of asking LG to please put this building on its side, do the right thing, preserve this very, very precious and special part of our environment, and not be the first to break this uncodified respect for the environment and the view.
Why should these cliffs be kept pristine when the cliffs below the bridge have been open to development? This is one of LG's arguments. There are plenty of tall buildings higher than theirs that go all down along the cliffs below the bridge. So why should we see this area as somehow sacrosanct?
Because it has been preserved over time. It's been a long time since we put these, the Palisade Parkway was created, and that's about like arguing, well, why do we bother with any kind of natural park? I mean, we can build everywhere just because somebody's built next door. Let's keep on building. And that is a counterintuitive argument if you care about quality of life. And quality of life is more than just as many jobs or as many people as you can squeeze into a space. People need open space. The trees do a job for us in cleaning our air. Open space is good for us, and the development below the cliffs are not visible in the sense that this would be sticking up like a thumb in the middle of a green swath that would stick out and be very, very visible to everybody, and then would be the beginning, I believe, of the end. But to say just because they build in other places and it's okay to start building here doesn't make any sense.
You mentioned that keeping development below the tree line is not codified in law. It's more a tradition. And this is in court over the zoning variance that Englewood Cliffs granted. The height limit is generally 35 feet there for exactly this reason. Englewood Cliffs approved a variance allowing LG to build four times that high, 143 feet. You said that would be 80 feet above the tree line. And I'm surprised Englewood Cliffs has the power to do that unilaterally rather than some larger compact governing the Palisades. But I guess no one ever developed one. Do you have a comment on the legal question in addition to whether it's just a good idea or not? Can a court actually stop this?
I would think a court probably could, but I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. So I don't know, you know, what the legal parameters would be here. I would just hope. That's why we as four governors wrote to the company initially. We did not get a response from headquarters, but we did get a response from the representative here in the United States, and it was a pretty dismissive response, I thought, the four former governors. But, you know, hey, everybody does it their own way. But what they said was they dismissed the fact that they said it wouldn't, the building wouldn't rise above the tree line. Well, it does, clearly does. We've done all the everybody who's focused on this have done all the schematics, and there's no question it will be above the tree line. And they do, their own architect have said they could achieve the same thing by laying the building on its side. And if they want to take, they're deciding to build the tower when they, their first arguments in building it as a tower had nothing to do with preserving the impenetrable land. It was about taking advantage of the beauty of the site and the view of the site, which means that they want it for their own private benefits, the natural beauty of the Palisades. And those unspoiled views are for everybody.
Governor Whitman, before you go and we bring on an LG vice president, if I could get you briefly on a related matter. Governor Christie recently characterized the relationship between New York and New Jersey as like the Hatfields versus the McCoys regarding the Port Authority and the George Washington Bridge mess. Was it like that during your time as governor, or do you think the Port Authority has become more dysfunctional, more of a patronage mill, especially for New Jersey?
Well, there were always tensions, and there were always arguments as to who was getting more money and which project, and that's why you have a chairman from one state and the executive director from another state, and then we put in a deputy executive director so that we in New Jersey would have a little more say, because it's really the executive director that makes those decisions, not so much the chairman, and we wanted to make sure that we were at the table. But, you know, you work them out. It's functioned well for a long time. Has it changed? It seems apparently that there are a lot more positions that have been added to it. Whether they were all necessary or not, I don't know. But you've got to always be watchful of that and be careful that you don't try to use it as a patronage, just a pork barrel entity, because it does serve a very important function, and it's the best way to try to keep the states working together and to understand that what happens on one side of the river does affect the other, both for good and ill.
Do you regret creating that position of deputy executive director considering recent events?
No, I don't, because at the time there was no question. The history had shown that, in fact, it was the executive director that directed where most of the money went. Fortunately, I also appointed a very strong chairman who kept on top of things and watched things very carefully, but the chairman is not a full-time position, and it's with most companies, if you're not there day in and day out, you don't know how all the money's being spent. You know what they tell you, and you can sniff when you think something is not quite as it should be, but you need somebody who's there day to day, and that's what that position allowed us to have.
Christy Todd Whitman, former New Jersey governor and U.S. EPA administrator, co-chair of CAS Energy Coalition, a nuclear power advocacy group, and president of the Whitman Strategy Group. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We're talking about the increasingly contentious proposal by the company LG to build a corporate headquarters that would be the first structure to break the tree line of the Palisades north of the George Washington Bridge, 143 feet rather than 35 feet high, the max that has been observed in the past. With us now is John Taylor, Vice President of Public Affairs for LG Electronics USA. Mr. Taylor, thanks a lot for coming on. And you've been listening to Governor Whitman. How would you like to begin your response?
Well, with all due respect to the governor, I think she is passionate about this topic. LG Electronics is proud of this project. We have been residents of, and good corporate citizens of Englewood Cliffs for 25 years. The Palisades represent an important part of the fabric of our community on the New Jersey side. We love the Palisades and would never do anything to harm them. I think there's a misperception about this so-called tower. It's not a tower by any measure. It's a green corporate campus, the north wing of which happens to be 8 stories. It's not going to tower above the Palisades, and in fact, it's not the first building that will jut above the tree line, St. Peter's University to the north.
Do you disagree with the stat from Governor Whitman of 80 feet above tree line?
It depends. That sight line depends on where you're measuring it from. If you're at the river level, you won't see anything. If you're in a high rise in Manhattan looking down, you will see some things. If you're at the cloisters, it will barely peak above the tree line. And I would add that the building is designed, you know, despite some of the misleading renderings you'll see, the building is designed to blend into the environment, to reflect the surroundings and the sky.
How does it feel, though, to be the first to break with the environmentalist tradition that Governor Whitman was talking about, that even though this hasn't been codified in law, there has been an unwritten code that you don't build above that tree line? Does it bother you at all?
Well, we're not the first to build above the tree line. The precedent has been set, Brian. There are just a half mile to the south in Fort Lee. There are quite a few tall buildings. In fact, two new 40-story buildings going in right now.
But I asked Governor Whitman that question, and she said, look, this is where the open space tradition has been established, above the bridge, above Fort Lee. And so your company is looking to breach that.
We are building an environmentally sound building that is going to actually protect the Palisades. It's going to reduce runoff into the Palisades. And as the governor pointed out, you know, we're going to increase the green space. We're actually planting 700 trees on the site with additional buffers, so those along the trails will continue to enjoy their uninterrupted view along the trails.
How do you define community at LG? Is each worker in his cubicle an island unto himself?
This project enjoys very strong support from the local community in Englewood Cliffs. They recognize the economic and environmental impact of this project.
The local community in Englewood Cliffs, but not by its neighbors in New Jersey and in New York. I mean, if one employee at his cubicle wants to mount a poster that rises over all the other cubicles and lots of the workers in the cubicles near his object, would you allow it?
I'm not sure that's a fair analogy, and I probably understated the amount of support throughout Bergen County. This project was strongly supported by the Bergen County Executive, unanimous vote of the Bergen County Board of Freeholders, a bipartisan support, recognizing the economic impact and the environmental impact of this project.
But that's what you have. You have the County Executive and you have Englewood Cliffs, and all the other neighbors are opposed to it on both sides of the river. And is that enough for you? Are you really comfortable with that? Is that the kind of corporate citizen you want to be?
Well, we've been very accommodating to the community and listening. You know, this has been a process, Brian, that's been underway for 7 years. LG started in 2008 looking for a new location for our corporate headquarters based on the expected growth of our company. We explored over 200 sites around the country. And then in 2009, when we were able to purchase this property in our own backyard, a perfect site for us, we embarked on a design that would complement the community and be an environmental showcase for the whole state.
It didn't work.
There were 6 very public hearings during 2011, during which we made multiple adjustments to the overall plan.
It didn't work, considering the extent of the opposition, right?
The opposition showed up at the 11th hour. Frankly, we're at the stage now, we've got to take occupancy in 2017. Our company is growing fast. We're consolidating operations, and this is going to allow us to increase our employment in Englewood Cliffs from about 500 today to 1,200 by 2017 and 1,600 by 2020.
Governor Whitman says you can build out and have all those jobs instead of up.
Would it be possible to build it shorter and fatter? Indeed, but the opposition would lead you to believe that that's a simple matter. It will take years to go down that path, redesigning the building, going through all of the approval processes again, and that, frankly, will not meet our business needs, but also is not good for the state of New Jersey. It will delay the economic benefits of creating over 2,200 construction jobs, much-needed construction jobs here in the short term.
And do you not care about the New York side at all? State Senator Jeff Klein, who represents the Bronx and Westchester shoreline communities there, calls the Palisades a nationally recognized treasure shared by two states. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the Palisades Park was jointly created more than 100 years ago for the express purpose of preserving magnificent views for millions of people in New York and New Jersey. Speaking for Governor Cuomo, the New York State Parks Commissioner wrote you a letter saying the proposed height of the building would be incompatible with the natural landscape. Does none of that New York argument matter to you?
Well, what it boils down to, Brian, is the view from across the river versus this economic engine of this project and the need for us to move forward. We understand their views, so to speak, but we're moving forward as planned.
If all you're talking about is delay, the same construction jobs would be there a couple of years from now, that would be there a couple of months from now, and so it's a net wash, isn't it? And then you'd have a lot more people happy with you as a corporate citizen.
I'll let you talk to those in organized labor about whether it's a net wash to wait another 2 years to create these jobs. This is a really crucial time for our country and for the state of New Jersey to start to rebuild employment.
And when you say you're going ahead with your business plan, I guess you have to wait for the court ruling. But if they come.
Not necessarily, Brian.
Go ahead.
I'm not a lawyer either, or the governor said she wasn't, but I understand the legal process. The New Jersey State Supreme Court or State Superior Court reaffirmed the approval last year. There's an appeal underway right now. We respect the appeal process, but we firmly believe that in the end, the appeals court will find that the trial court ruled properly based on the law.
But you said you don't necessarily have to wait for the court ruling. You're going to start building up rather than out before they decide?
Work is underway at the site as we speak. The demolition of the existing property began in last November and will be ramping up this spring to be completed later this summer, with the construction to begin later this year.
What if the court rules against you?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Again, we are confident that the appeals court will find that the trial court made the right decision.
John Taylor, Vice President of Public Affairs for LG Electronics USA. We heard earlier from former Governor Christine Todd Whitman. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And listeners, you can post your comments on this to our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.